Aubrey and Kimberly are here with you, so you're not in there by yourself.
Good. I'd like to talk food for just a moment.
Let's talk food.
Are you ready for the ultimate technological revolution in the world of food? Yes, friends, it's plastic food. No kidding. No. Japanese scientists have developed an edible, water-soluble chemical that lasts indefinitely, doesn't require cooking, looks like a sheet of plastic. Problem is, it tastes like a sheet of plastic.
Well, I know some restaurants in town that are just like that. Hey, they're way ahead of this game.
Sounds like a popular item. They say you can fix it up with a little artificial flavoring, but why waste your time? Speaking of salsa, food fans, try this one on for size. University of Arizona is hoping the taco will tell all. They started a new study to determine the nutritional content of Mexican food. Researchers say they don't expect any earth-shaking results. The feeling is it's just about as nutritious as anything else, but they've got $92,000 to find out. University of Arizona officials are happy about these numbers. Minority enrollment went up 8% this fall. That is the biggest gain in the 8 years that they've been keeping track. But recruiting of minority faculty members isn't so great, just 2% rise compared with the university goal of 4%. Folks in the tiny Vail School District go to the polls today for a special election called to recall the president of the school board, Andrew Hodge. Three other board members face a recall election in February. Now, take note, the deadline for people to apply for flood disaster aid is less than 3 weeks away. So far, 3,600 families and individuals have filed applications as a result of flooding in late September and early October. The application deadline is December 5th, so write that down if you have not applied already. We told you yesterday there's a move afoot in the state legislature to dump tax credits for solar heaters, and that's okay, according to John Kilcheski at Solar Resources. He says it won't hurt the solar industry one bit.
With the rising cost of utilities in the country and the situation with the energy crisis, the demand is going to be even more so in the near future. So tax credits are just one reason why people solarize.
And more on the solar front. The first section of the world's largest solar photovoltaic plant has gone online in San Luis Obispo. That plant is generating 700 watts for Pacific Gas and Electric's power system. Today is the day, of course, and the American Cancer Society hopes 20 million smokers will go cold turkey. The Society is hoping non-smokers will help their smoking friends get through the Great American Smokeout without lighting up. But still, it won't be easy. One doctor says smokers hoping to kick the habit should be prepared to fight the urge to smoke at least 1,000 times. And now, Jim, what you've been waiting for, which is an update from Smurfland. Okay, the big news is the birth of the first Smurf baby. The bad news is that kids who watch the Saturday morning cartoon show are going to get some pretty weird ideas about reproduction. Get this. Not only does the baby have no parents, it has no gender. They say that they'll try to let it find its own sex. Okay, that may be pretty racy, but it's not unprecedented. You may remember Fred and Wilma Flintstone's baby started out as a boy, was switched. Okay, this is only in cartoons, right? But was switched to a girl to increase the market for Flintstone dolls. Leave the sex education to the schools, they say. We don't care. That's right. Sunny and warm today, high about 77 degrees. It's now 53 degrees. And Jim, whatever you are, it's so unique today.
I like to make jokes better.